Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Greece and the European Union began deporting migrants. The migrants are being sent from the islands of Lesbos and Chios to Turkey under terms of a March agreement between the EU and Turkey. Despite predictions of violence, the departure of the first ferry from Lesbos early Monday happened without incident. Under the agreement, migrants who reach the shores of Greece unlawfully will be returned to Turkey unless they qualify for asylum. Governments around the world are vowing to chase down those who set up offshore bank accounts to hide their assets and possibly evade taxes. That's the immediate reaction to a report based on millions of leaked documents from the Panama-based firm Mossack Fonseca. The Kremlin denounced the disclosures, saying they were mostly aimed at Russian President Vladimir Putin. The report put said Putin associates have funneled nearly $2 billion through offshore accounts over a number of years. 2 weeks after the terrorist attacks in Brussels, U.S. President Barack Obama met Monday with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg to discuss the fight against the Islamic State group. Here is the Secretary General.
We stand together in the fight against terrorism. Terrorism affects us all, from Brussels to San Bernardino, and all NATO allies contribute to the U.S.-led efforts to degrade and destroy ISIL.
The two leaders also discussed Afghanistan. Human Rights Watch says the Syrian government has not lived up to commitments to allow unhindered humanitarian deliveries to besieged areas. The United Nations says hundreds of thousands of people are badly in need of aid in those areas. HRW highlighted Daraya and Eastern Ghouta. This is VOA News. Tuesday's primary election in Wisconsin could be a pivotal moment for the battle for the Republican Party's presidential nomination. Here's the leading candidate, Donald Trump.
Your vote is going to be very important tomorrow because the world is watching Wisconsin. The world is watching. They're seeing if this momentum from this incredible movement is going to be slowed down.
Republicans intent on blocking Trump face a key test in Wisconsin, perhaps their best chance to slow down the businessman's self-funded campaign. The latest opinion polls in Wisconsin put Trump rival Ted Cruz in the lead, with Ohio Governor John Kasich trailing well behind. A series of suicide bombings Monday killed at least 24 people and wounded 60 across Iraq. Several of the blasts targeted Iraqi troops and paramilitary fighters. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks. Afghanistan's Taliban announced Monday its deceased leader, Mullah Omar's son, has assumed command of the insurgency in 15 out of the country's 34 provinces. A Taliban statement said Omar's son, Mullah Muhammad Yaqub, also has been inducted into the group's decision-making council. The Republic of Congo says gunmen attacked police, military, and government targets in the capital Monday. A statement from the government says former ninja militiaman, once loyal to the father of a losing candidate in last month's election, attacked and set fire to the Mayanga military base, four police stations, and the mayor's office in southern Brazzaville. Nigeria's army says it has arrested the leader of the Islamist militant group Ansaru, a breakaway faction of Boko Haram. A Ministry of Defense spokesman says Khalid al-Barnawi was arrested in the city of Lokoja on Friday. Azerbaijan and Armenia fought for a third day Monday in their ongoing dispute over the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Azerbaijan says three of its soldiers were killed. Armenia warns the situation could escalate into a full-scale war. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov over the phone Monday about efforts to facilitate an immediate ceasefire in the conflict. The U.S. military says it has seized a cache of weapons it believes was being transported from Iran to Houthi rebels fighting in Yemen. The USS Sirocco confiscated the weapons in the Arabian Sea March 28th from a small craft. Alaska Airlines announced Monday that it would acquire Virgin America in a $4 billion agreement that, if accepted by shareholders, would make it the fifth largest airline in the U.S., As the consolidation trend continues, Alaska Air Group is aiming to increase its footprint across the country. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The best music.